If you've ever looked for childcare in Vermont, you know it can be tough to find openings, but it can also be a tough and expensive process for providers to open up and register with the state. The organization Vermont Birth to Five is trying to help make it easier. VPR's Amy Noyes visits a new daycare in Morristown where the organization is hoping to help open it up to more kids.
It's over here.
Walking into Lulu's pre-K and family childcare, you see everything you might expect to find at any busy daycare center or preschool. The walls are papered with finger-painted pictures and lined with cubbies filled with toys. In one corner, there's a toddler-sized toy kitchen and a market stand. There's a sleeping corner, a reading rug, and a toy tool bench. Sitting on the floor in the middle of it all is Luann Hess Clues, with two toddlers on her lap. In nearly a year since Hess Clues opened her business, these two little girls have had this space and Lulu, as everyone calls her, all to themselves. That's because Hess Clues is in the process of becoming a state-registered care provider. And until that process is complete, she's only allowed to provide care for two families.
Woo, the process. Wow. It's been a process, definitely.
It's not that she's new at providing childcare. She's worked as a director and an assistant director at local childcare centers for decades.
I've been working with young children in licensed centers for almost 30 years now. 21 of those years have been in Vermont, in Stowe and Morrisville.
And that experience is what made her such a good candidate for Vermont Birth to Five's first round of Make Way for Kids grants. Last spring, the program gave over $455,000 to 23 childcare programs around the state. And along with that money comes coaching from early childcare experts. Jen Severance is Hess Clues' mentor.
Make Way for Kids, we provide funding and coaching to programs who are, one, starting up and need help with startup costs, two, programs that are trying to expand their programs to offer more care, and three, to help do some coaching and with programs to increase their quality.
In this case, Severance has been helping guide Hess Clues through the lengthy state registration process. Once she's registered, Hess Clues will be able to provide care to up to 10 children at her home-based daycare. And Severance says those spots are sorely needed.
There is such a shortage of childcare in Vermont. For infants and toddlers especially, there is a little over 50% of people with infants and toddlers who are looking for care in any type of care can't find it. And if they're looking in high-quality childcare programs, the number goes up to about 80% that can't find high-quality care.
And the process of becoming a registered daycare has become much more complicated since Hess Clues decided to pursue this dream. She says the regulations used to be outlined in a 49-page pamphlet, and now the booklet is nearly 200 pages. But, she says, it's worth the effort for both her career and for her families.
We understand the importance of each other. Without them, I couldn't be home living my dream. Without me, they couldn't be at work not worrying about their child. So it's just such a great fit for us.
And parents Amber Carbine March and Charity Lamfer agree.
There isn't a moment of the day where I don't think that she is being cared for and loved.
We got lucky with Lulu.
If all goes as planned, Lulu's pre-K and family childcare will be registered and able to take more children in the spring. Meanwhile, Hess Clues has some big plans for her two toddlers.
These are going to be my little trainers. When I have new children that actually join me, I'm like, oh, Bailey, can you go help so-and-so? Show them where the book is. Brexley, can you help so-and-so? Show them how we clean up at Lulu's. So these are going to be my teacher helpers. They're in training right now.
Vermont Birth to Five just opened up a second round of Make Way for Kids grants. The goal is to make sure every Vermont family has access to affordable, high-quality childcare by 2025. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.